From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, May 15th.
Coming up, lots of news coming out of the state capitol. Governor Gavin Newsom presented his final budget proposal in Sacramento yesterday, targeting the state's budget deficit.
Meanwhile, a project to replace a wing of the state capitol building could need nearly $100 million more to finish.
Also, public health officials are monitoring a person in Sacramento County who was possibly exposed to a dangerous type of hantavirus, linked to an outbreak on a cruise ship this month. But first, we'll start with the upcoming June primary. NSPR is airing interviews with candidates for California's 3rd Assembly District. With North State Assemblymember James Gallagher terming out and seeking higher office, the race is wide open for the first time in over a decade. Three Republicans are vying for the competitive seat. Today we're hearing Jamie Johansson, former president of the state's Farm Bureau. He said that experience has prepared him to work across the aisle in Sacramento.
I'll be a known entity. I know the people on the other side. I know the Speaker of the Assembly personally because I've worked with him.
Johansson says his top priorities are lowering the cost of living, addressing wildfire risk, and protecting farmers. You can find his interview and interviews with other candidates in the race later today at mynspr.org. Monday on Morning Edition, we'll hear from candidate Andrew Coolidge.
Staying on elections, Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry is drawing a notable share of campaign support from outside the county. Shasta Scout reports that more than a quarter of donations to Cry's reelection campaign came from donors outside Shasta County. Major outside contributors include executives with a Contra Costa County recycling and supply business and the Republican Party of Yuba County. His challenger, Erin Resner, has received about 11% of her donations from outside Shasta County, including some from outside California. None of Cry's donors come from out of state.
Moving to Trinity County, county leaders there are raising the alarm about the threat of wolves in the region. The Board of Supervisors this month issued a public alert about the risks posed by a rise in the wolf population in the North State. There are no known wolf packs in Trinity County, but Supervisor Julia Brownfield says county leaders are concerned about wolves entering the area and attacking livestock, and possibly people.
Wolves haven't necessarily in the past bothered human beings, but I'll tell you, with how fast they go through wildlife, they will be looking and they will be hungry.
Research has shown that wolf attacks on humans are extremely rare, but they can be a serious threat to ranchers. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife recently announced it's working with local sheriffs to allow the use of hazing tools such as pepper balls to keep wolves away from livestock.
In state news, Governor Gavin Newsom presented his final budget proposal in Sacramento Thursday and says it eliminates California's budget deficit. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Newsom's proposed spending plan is just shy of $350 billion. According to the governor, California faced an estimated $2.9 billion shortfall back in January, but now he says the state doesn't have a deficit. State revenues are up $16.5 billion more than originally projected, thanks to a booming stock market and growth in the AI industry. This proposal includes record spending for TK through 12 education. It also has funding for Affordable Care Act subsidies that Congress and the Trump administration eliminated through their big spending plan. But Newsom says,
no big new ongoing investments. We can't afford to do that right now. We need to tighten that belt. And we need to focus, and I'll get to efficiencies and outcomes.
To shore up spending, Newsom proposes increasing health care premiums for immigrants without legal status. He also wants to limit corporate tax credits. Still, Republicans criticize Newsom for what they say is overspending. Senator Roger Neilo points out the state's still likely to see deficits in the future.
I do not think that he is leaving with a balanced budget. Because by definition, it is completely out of whack after these first 2 years.
Now, the legislature will weigh in during a final month of negotiations. Their budget deadline is June 15th. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he is disappointed but not surprised by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that he says weakens the Voting Rights Act. Last month's decision in Louisiana versus Calais narrows the law's protections against racial discrimination and redistricting. Bonta spoke out about the ruling at a press conference this week.
Essentially, Guts, not officially, strikes down but puts on life support Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which provided for when a racial minority voters were having their vote and their voice diluted, a remedy could be sought where there would be a majority-minority district.
Bonta says Congress should act to clarify the law. He also addressed California Republicans who say the ruling could affect ongoing challenges to Proposition 50. The measure redrew the state's congressional districts last year. Bonta says six previous challenges to the proposition have all failed, including one rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. He says he is confident the state can continue to defend it.
If you've been to downtown Sacramento recently, you've probably seen expansive construction going on at the state capitol to build the new Capitol Annex. The building will house legislative offices for lawmakers and staff. We again turn to CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald for a financial update on the project.
The legislature allocated $1.1 billion for the new Capitol Annex. Now, another $98 million could be needed to finish it. That's according to a budget report lawmakers released on Wednesday. Democratic Assemblymember Blanca Pacheco chairs the Joint Rules Committee, which oversees the project.
We do not intend to request additional funding from the legislature. The plan is to cover the forecasted impact through existing resources, including funds previously allocated for the visitor center, reducing landscape scope and additional project efficiencies.
The original project included a visitor center at the West Steps, but that plan was scrapped to save costs. Pacheco says soaring construction costs and inflation contributed to the price increase. It's expected to be completed in October of 2027. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Finally, public health officials in California are now monitoring five residents who may have been exposed to a type of hantavirus that can spread from person to person. The Department of Public Health says the possible exposures are linked to an outbreak on a cruise ship earlier this month. One of the residents is in Sacramento County, the closest known possible exposure to the North State. Officials say there are currently no reported cases of hantavirus in California, and that they'll continue to keep a close eye on the situation.
And those are your headlines for Friday, May 15th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.